So hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Candid, where we have real talks with real people. I'm your host, Shanae, and today I am here with Dudley.
Hi. Yes, it is I once again. How are you?
I am good. I am tired, but surviving. Happy to be here, you know. I love recording, so. I like talking. Last 2 weeks, we've been talking about the situation surrounding the young man who drowned at the golf course, and his parents came out, and apparently his mother is being charged with child neglect, and I think her bail was posted at $7,000 or something like that. So, sadly, you were correct that she probably would have been charged with child neglect. How do you all feel about that? Like, how do you feel about her being charged for that?
She deserves it. They reported him dead on August 2nd. I just saw a news report about it, actually. They reported him dead on August 2nd. She reported him missing on August 4th. So, I mean, it's like your child didn't come home that night. They didn't come home the next day. Like, what were you waiting on? And it was pretty much destined to happen. But what really caught me off guard was in the news report, they were actually interviewing the child's father, Mr. Taylor Sr. And he said, and it was it was pretty sad. He was like, he didn't even know that the child had died until he heard it on the news. And when they said his name, I couldn't believe it, you know? And it was a pretty serious story. He hasn't been active in his child's life for whatever reason, but he doesn't have custody of his child, and he was barely able to see his child. So I think it was like the last time he saw his son alive was like 3 months ago at his sister's birthday party. So, I mean, there's a lot of things there are a lot of opinions floating around about how he should also be charged with child neglect, which is a pretty hard sell considering he was not the person. It's pretty clear that he did not have custody of the child. And usually the person with custody is charged with child neglect. So, I mean, it was inevitable. I feel as though this was the right decision, because how did this happen? I mean, you know, we don't have all the details, so we don't really know how it happened. But I mean, I guess one of the big questions to answer is how do you realize your son is missing and then wait 2 days to report him missing, you know?
I don't get that. And it's kind of sad that she didn't reach out to the father. I mean, we don't know what the blood is there, but I'm just saying, like, no matter what may have went on between you two, like, it's like you should have at least notified him. It's not like, oh, he went on vacation or something. Like, his child passed away, and I feel as though he has just as much rights as you, regardless of what happened between y'all two or whether he was present or not. He still should have been notified. That's kind of not cool, because he may have not been as absent as in seeing him every day, but it's clear that he was there at some point, because he said the last time he saw him was a couple of months ago at his sister's birthday party. So if you could let him go to a party with his daddy or whatever, then I feel as though you should notify him or whatever. So that's very unfortunate.
I mean, we don't know why he wasn't allowed to, you know, it's a number of reasons. But I mean, you know, I don't like jumping to the conclusion that he automatically was a deadbeat and he wasn't trying to be in his child's life. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I mean, you know, it is still, I mean, I don't know. I feel as though at this point I personally would like for the child to just get a proper burial. And, you know, it's kind of sad and crazy, really, that in the Bahamas, we've been talking about a child, an 11-year-old boy who has died, who was found dead on the 2nd. almost 2 weeks ago, going on 2 weeks ago. We kind of just going on like everything kind of normal. There's no talking about how we're going to help children, how we're going to try to avoid this in the future, and not talking about how, the impacts of breaking up, the impacts of custody and this, that, and the third. We're really just talking about the fact that, this child died, and then we move on to other discussions as if it's normal to find a child randomly drowned in a lake. Or well, behind by a golf course, I guess it's really. I thought about it for a bit, and I was like, "Man, this is really insane." Oh, it was a pond, sorry. But yeah, I was like, "It's really insane to be just talking about it." Like, well, children die every day, and then we talk about something else,
Yeah, and like you said, that was about 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks. And I just saw an eyewitness, I think, that another young man had drowned in a canal. And he was with a group of friends, I'm assuming, because they went and they got help, the story said. And it just perked my heart that these children are just dying. I don't want to say simply because they're not watched, but I just like pay more attention. I mean, me personally, I don't think I let my child at any age relatively, because I think they were fairly young. I think they were like 14 or something like that. They went, I guess they went swimming. I don't know if their parents is out and they just decided to go, or if their parents was home and they say they asked. I don't know the circumstances, but it's just unfortunate that it happened once again. And it's just like, what can we really do to prevent this from happening again?
Well, in these two specific circumstances, the immediate thing that parents should think about is, huh, it would be really cool to teach my child how to swim. Even if you as a parent don't know how to swim. My mommy doesn't know how to swim, but she made sure that I know how to swim. So, the bare bone basics, if you take nothing else away from it, is people, please get your child enrolled in some swimming program or teach them how to swim if you know how to swim. Because it can literally save their lives.
Yeah. So with that being said, guys, just pay attention, be observant, talk to your kids. I know sometimes it can be unruly, even if you leave them with instructions, they still go and do what they want to do, but be stressed for their safety that, hey, if I'm at home, I need you to stay inside, or I need you to stay in the perimeter of the house and check in accordingly. And just, I guess, just talk to them all and let them know the dangers of what they're doing. But yeah, let's just be more present. Like Dolly said, let's teach our kids how to swim because it's important. And if we're gonna let them just go outside and, roam or go to the canal or go to the beach by themselves, or even if they go in with adults, like it's still important to know how to swim and how to navigate situations in water, because you don't want them, even if they know how to swim, you don't want them to panic and then they freeze and then they drown. With that being said, I don't know if you saw Dudley, but the bazaar in Freeport caught a fire again. So yeah, firefighters yesterday tackled a major blaze at the rear of the property for the second time of the year. And apparently these are not random fires, so I don't know if someone is like intentionally targeting the bazaar for whatever reason, but that's what is being assumed. And yeah, it's a major flight risk, one, because other places could catch on fire. The smoke damages the environment. And also, smoke inhalation is not good for anybody. Suppose someone is near the area got trapped. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, this is worst case scenario. But I hope whoever, if someone is deliberately setting these fires, I hope that they are brought to justice. And I find it quite sick that you are destroying people's property, because that's literally arson. And that's not cool for whatever reason. Whenever you feel that you should just set up a fire, that's not cool.
I refuse
Yeah.
to believe we're talking about a story about a fire, and you proceeded to say that's not cool. Like that was just a slide by, because you ain't even say it once. You say it twice. You really want this person to know. It's like, bro, starting fires is not cool, bro. Things burn
No.
down.
Like, why are you doing that? No, because think about it. If someone like, if a homeless person like was sleeping in there, or someone else was in, I don't know, children do silly things sometimes. Suppose they were playing in there, or something in the remaining structure. Like, you really have to think about these things now. Like, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really think we can doubt at this point that, it's pretty obvious that it's intentional. Like it burnt down, and then they left it for a bit, and they was like, "Mother sick, I ain't even burn it down all the way to the ground." So they're going back and burn it again. I make it sound funnier than it
Well, I mean a lot.
actually is.
I mean a
But
lot.
I mean, like, come on, bro. Like, I don't know. Like I don't I've been to Freeport one time in my life. That's very horrible. But I mean, like, what do you stand to gain from burning down the bazaar? I don't really see how this helps anyone. I could understand how this hurts people. I hope I in my cyn I mean in my cynical mindset, and this is just me, don't take this as like, oh, I heard from an inside source. No, this is literally just me being a cynic of many things. I would, since it's the bazaar and it burnt down, I wouldn't, you'd have to do a lot of persuasive work to get me to believe that the bazaar isn't insured. So I would like to hope that it's not, that it wasn't somebody who burned it down. So then, they could collect on the insurance for the bazaar. I hope, it's hard to say, I kind of hope that it's just somebody who's just mad enough to be like, yeah, bro, this gotta burn. But at the same time, if it was somebody who just decided it gotta burn, the next question is, but why though? Like, what did they do? Like, were you fired unjustly? Did something happen? Because you don't burn something down, realize you ain't finished, and then go back and burn it down again. And there's no way you could, it'd have to be left in some pretty unsafe conditions for you to tell me that, well, actually, nobody went to burn it down. It just caught on fire again. Like, what?
Yeah, honestly, I don't understand what they're gaining from this. I don't know, I guess time will tell. But I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, it already burned down once. Like, what you're gonna do? Like, you're trying
Well,
to.
they said, bro, once is not enough. This gotta go to the ground.
Like, I don't understand. Like,
That person,
they said that they were like,
I just assuming, that, I just assuming that it was intentional arson. Because, if it burned, if it was just the first time, then yeah, you could have get away with it. You could have get away with it just being like, man, that's crazy. A freak accident just happened, or someone was being negligent and whatever, what have you, this, that, and the third. But no way. It burned, it gone, catch on fire now, and it catch on fire again. Like, why? How is this happening? Who have access to the back there that they could just burn it down again? Because this happened in the middle of the day.
yeah, I think so.
Wait, I hey, oh man, it's I mean, convoluted is one way to look at it, but I mean, how you what made you that angry? What made you that angry?
So moving on. So in 2018, a truck killed four people. The story surrounding how that happened and how the truck didn't have a driver and ended up down the hill, we don't have clarity on that. You know, I've heard many stories, many scenarios. And has pled guilty and he's expected to return for sentencing on November 16. And I remember the story because I was just starting UB and I thought it was so sad because he was supposed to be starting school as well, like going off to college and all that. And it's just like his life got like just shut down by I don't want to say a simple mistake, by a mistake. And just like, is nothing you could do about it because like people died and you can't necessarily like not pay the consequence for that. You know what I'm saying? Like those families were mourning, their family isn't here anymore. So I understand like I guess both sides. But it just was a bit like a really sad thing for me to watch because like this man's life has been cut short because of a decision that he decided to make. and resulted in lives being lost. Like, it's kind of different when you when someone just out here killing people for no reason, or you're robbing, and you know, and you'll be like, yeah, they deserve to go to jail. But it's just like when it was truly an accident, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this kind of, isn't it like he got out to enjoy the parade, but he like forgot to put the car in park, and pull up the emergency brake or something, and then the car just rolled down the hill?
Yeah, that's what I was hearing, and I guess that would make the most sense, but I've heard various versions of the story, so yeah.
But I mean, I don't really think, I mean, I think it's so crazy that there are various versions of the story, because on the one hand, it's like, so what you mean you just got out the car and you forgot to put it in park? That's a very basic part of driving.
Times a week. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I stumbled the car and the car in the park and the car started rolling. So I could understand how it could happen because I do it a lot. I know that's weird and you shouldn't do that, but like I hate cars that don't stop you from taking the key out. Like why you let me take the key out of the car and park? That makes sense to you? I could understand like in the moment he may have thought he put it in park and didn't. Honey, don't laugh.
Wait, I laughing at you.
I
What you mean?
know.
What you mean you was forget? How do you forget? Hey, the car. When they designed cars and they put the transmission in there, they wasn't. They didn't. Of course, they could let you take the key out because they didn't think. They didn't dream in their wildest dreams. Like, oh yeah, people could forget to put it in park. I'm sure they started to put in the whole like, oh yeah, people, you can't take the key out of the car in a park after they realized that people was forgetting to put the car in park. So I guess, like, I mean, how, Shanae? What you mean? Eyes just forget. How do you?
Okay, listen. I just get sidetracked because, like, if I stop the car, then I gotta get my phone, I gotta get my bag, I gotta get my laptop bag. So I doing all of this,
And
and
your foot on break.
I ain't cut the car off yet. So like, I just there with my foot on brakes, and I just assume that I put it in park already, and I turn the key, take it out, and then the car is not in park, and I be like, oh shoot, the car's not in park, or it will roll back. In fact, one time I was with my Grammy and I was trying to go somewhere and I was literally inside the V and I come back out to go somewhere and I couldn't get the car to start. So I called my granddaddy and I was like, granddaddy, my car's not starting. Could you come here and fix it, please? Because I was like, I checked the battery and everything, the battery's still working. So he's like, okay, I could get a battery and I come into this man gonna buy a whole battery. A whole battery. Comes to find out, this man said, Shanae, the car's on the park. And I was like, wow. We drive all the way here and I couldn't get the car start because it wasn't in park. It was in drive. I could understand how it happened. Just because
This is very scary. This is very horrifying, actually. Wait, I mean, I don't know. My car, fortunately enough, is the car is one of the cars that be like, hey bro, if it's not in park, you can't turn this off. However,
my son.
that happened once. I have done that once. I feel as though after you caused your granddaddy to go and buy a battery, like you caused that man to go out and buy a battery. I feel as though ever since you caused him to go out and buy a battery, you would just remember, you know? Like I think that would be the most, that would be the most economic, like just from an economic standpoint. But the next question is, so you must be parking on flat road or something, because these cars be rolling, but you still have time to go back and stop the car
First of all, I'm fast. What do you mean?
But
So,
this don't sound insane to you. Like,
that I said
what are
it.
you saying to me? You're really trying to sell me on the idea that this is natural. Like, wait, I mean it. I could understand him, like, if it was the case that he just loved the music so much that he ended up forgetting, that's one thing. But you just out here forgetting after, like raw forgetting. You had the car, you just have your foot on the brake. And then you don't think to yourself, huh, maybe I should just move the transmission just in case. You know, he was just there like, well, my foot on brake, the car ain't moving, so clearly I put it in park.
Okay, I do it a lot less now because I make a conscious effort to put the car in park. Or what I do is,
I would hope so.
I put the car in park first and then take the key out.
If there's a large section of people that are going to come and say, child, I understand what you're saying, Sinead, because sometimes I forget it too. I could just be there like, can we just review your licenses real quick, please? Not, I ain't saying take it away, but I just want to know if there's any record of you taking your driving test, because anyway, so we don't know it's possible in general, because, you know, he had to face manslaughter charges, which I mean is unfortunate, because that's four counts. That's a long time.
Yeah,
that's a long time in jail. That's unfortunate for like a momentary lapse of judgment.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't even say if you can't do the time, don't do the crime, because this literally is a crime based off of you not intending to do it. You just made a mistake. But I mean, babe. I don't know. I hope whenever he gets free, first of all, I hope he lives long enough to be able to be free. Jeez. But whenever he gets free, I'm sure he is going to be the chief inspector of car safety wherever he goes.
So in better news, I guess. Yeah, better news. So revenues increased $33 million over prior year as the economy continues to rebound. So it says year over year tax revenue collections grew 23.1%, which is $34.8 million, to $185 million, owing an increased collections of taxes on international trade and transactions and other taxes on goods and services. And for, I mean, I don't want to say, I mean, I guess we pay in this back, you know, because we have to pay taxes. But at the end of the day, it's not the whole point of taxes to keep, you know, the country low. So I guess it's good that we're on an uptrend. Anyway, yeah, so we're doing good economically right now. I mean, we getting back up there after, you know, the low COVID.
I don't know if I want to say we're doing so great economically right now. I say great.
Doing good. We getting back up there. It could take a very long time. But,
well, yes, I will agree with you on that. We definitely took our sweet time getting back to.
Why you say it like that?
Because when I pull up my stories, then you could be like, oh, shucks.
Yeah, but I guess it's good to see some increase in revenue, I guess, especially with tourism getting back on track, I guess. So there's that.
It's so great. We're getting back. It's cool. We're getting back to
dollars.
We're getting back to pre. Let me get back to normal. Baby. We're getting back to pre-COVID. The Bahamas is too imaginary to get back to normal. Anyway. We can't have Macy on this. We all know. We know the Bahamas isn't really a real place. We a chain of islands on a map. And even then, they just don't even put us on the map all the time. But that aside, right? That little geography, that mini geography lesson aside. I mean, if we're gonna go back to pre-COVID times, we were still in debt pre-COVID.
But apparently this what you call it? It's administration. Okay. Claim that they are on the track to reducing our debt. Okay. We talked about this, I think, a few shows ago. So if they stick to it, I guess we'll be in debt. debt, but I
You
don't
know,
know. I'm very skeptical of governments and what they say sometimes.
I will go ahead and say that getting back to good is fine and all, but we still, I mean, we still got things. We still several billion dollars in debt. I mean, we could be like the States and be several trillion dollars in debt. At
Oh,
least
we
we only
are.
several million. Hey, you know, I got, hey, you know, sometimes you can't let nobody slide, you know. But yeah, I mean, couple billion in debt. If we could, I don't even think, you know, every time you talk about debt, I always have to ask, is there a single country that isn't in debt? And who are we in debt to exactly? Like, who is the, because if we, like, for example, if we in debt to the United States, right? The United States, if we in debt to them, that's one thing. But at the same time, we're all we they the United States is in debt. And who all these countries owe money to? Is it the World Bank? Is that it? Like, and if we are all in debt to the World Bank, how much money the World Bank have to be lending out to every single country that every single country is in debt? How much money in the world, how much money in the World Bank for them to just be there, like, yeah, we know all y'all struggling, right? But we can need that little thing back eventually. You know? That's crazy to think about. But you know, it's cool that we're trying to get back to pre-COVID because inflation ain't going back to pre-COVID. I'm just saying.
Speaking of inflation,
An unintentionally perfect segue.
talked about the government's so-called solution to reduce fuel cost, which rise as a result of the war on COVID and all of that. So apparently they come up with a solution. So their solution is to reduce value-added tax for gas retailers so that it could provide relief to them and to our consumers. So it'll technically be like a domino effect. If y'all don't pay tax on this, y'all bringing it in for cheaper, so y'all could sell it for cheaper so the people don't be dead. Because I know about y'all, but I die in paying $7 a gallon for gas, and I have a little Swift. So if I gotta be putting gas in that every day at $7, and I
You
do a
have
lot of driving because my job surrounds like driving up and down. So yeah.
so I mean the this whole I think we all have to remember here that the current plan is that VAT is only going to be at 10% for this year. It is still VAT is still going, I mean, they haven't, they did say that they will review how successful it is and see if it needs to be raised back to 12%. But let's say we live in a normal world where, yes, VAT is going to go back up to 12% because I truly don't understand how VAT could get lower and everything is getting more expensive. And the easiest thing to say is, well, Dudley, it's because of the war and it's because of this and that and that and the third. And it's like, yeah, but we was told VAT was going to get reduced to 10% in September for the immediate purpose of providing relief to Bahamians. And all of a sudden, inflation hit. And now VAT being 10% feels so normal. It's like, well, it was 12 before, but now it's only 10. But I'm more broke now when I was complaining about VAT being 12% at VAT at 10%. Now I just want to complain about VAT. I can't tell you no lie. So now, if the people bringing in the fuel getting a VAT break or reduced VAT on the gas they bringing in, that would just, my next question would be, so what are the rules that we're playing here with in terms of VAT? Because we are so far we are seemingly randomly deciding the percentage these percentages. Well, I'm sure that the economists and that work with the government have or the finance people have meticulously calculated why it needs to be 10%, and however much they give a break to the gas stations for. I'm sure that there's a very meticulous reason that I cannot understand because I'm not a finance person. I'm confident that exists, right? But my question is, if we can keep giving VAT breaks and we could keep just lowering VAT on certain things, or we could just make certain things duty free and this, that, and the third. So you're trying to tell me that y'all could literally just arbitrarily, whenever y'all want to, change the amount that I have to pay in taxes, and your big solution is to let the gas companies pay less on VAT? I confused. I thought VAT was supposed to help us with the country's revenue. Now it's like we could do whatever we want with VAT because, it's ours. We could change it whenever we want to. It's like, how are you just changing it at random, bro?
Yeah, like I agree with your saying, sadly, because I feel like it's kind of flip-flopping and it's like, okay, we're changing this, we're changing that, but they make it seem as though when we were crying prior to the pandemic and we were complaining about the 12% VAT, when the cost of living was already extremely high, we had our minimum wage 210, which in it still is, which they say they have plans to raise it. But to be honest, $800 a month living in this country is absolutely ridiculous. We were complaining about the raise in tax or whatever. Nobody seemed to care. But now, since we're going through the pandemic and all these things that are happening around the world, and inflation is crazy, like you said, our solution is to reduce taxes, which for a short amount of time, which in hindsight seems like a good thing. It's like, oh, okay, we're getting a little bit, a little 2% break or whatever. But like you said, like it's kind of like y'all doing what y'all feel like. So obviously we could survive with a lower tax, with lower tax revenue. It's just that y'all feel as though we need to be taxed more regardless if we're suffering or not. I do find that very interesting. Like you said, like what are the rules for this? Like
I want everybody to remember that once upon a time, VAT was 7.5%, and then it was raised to 12% to help us with to help the country not lose the value of its dollar. Then it was reduced by 2% now to 10% that it currently sits at, and they're going to be and that there was going to be alternative ways of getting the funds to make it so that we could, lose the 2%, but still live and not lose our value. And now it's like the gas people are going to get a break. So my question is, if we could do all of this, why don't we just go back to 7.5? I mean, I ain't a finance person. I don't have all the data. I don't have all the information. I'm just a guy asking the questions. But if we could just play fast and loose with the rules and be like, well, certain people in certain sectors get a break because it's making everything too expensive, then it's like, so why don't we just go back to what VAT was originally? Or are we so far gone that that isn't even an option anymore?
yeah, I think you've very valid questions, and I haven't really thought about it in that way until you brought it up, to be honest. But I definitely agree. I definitely agree because it's just like you said, you're playing fast and loose with the rules. Like if you're gonna have a guideline or a or we're gonna have standards, wouldn't it make sense to stick to it and stop flip flopping back and forth? And I agree. I do. Like I'm not a finance person. I study journalism. So I think me personally, I think that the country could survive at 7.5%. That's just me though. I could be absolutely wrong, but I just feel like 10 is a stretch, 12 is a stretch.
The FNM said they were going to see this. You got to remember now, VAT was supposed to be introduced with different things, different sectors of the economy would have a different percent amount of VAT on it. So then, after they realized, I guess, that didn't even sound remotely smart. The government, it was the Christie administration. They said, yeah, so according to the consultants that we have, it makes sense for us to just start off at 15% across the board. And then everybody was like, bro, what? Everything is 15% more expensive. And then they was like, nah, we can give you all a break on like medical services, breadbasket items, and this, that, and the third. And then everybody was like, bro, that's still too expensive. What are you trying? Why are you trying to sell this to me? Like, this isn't a problem. So then they was like, you know what? We'll cut it down to 7.5. And then when the F&M got in power, they actually had a platform on reducing or getting rid of VAT on the whole. And then they turned around and was like, well, actually, now that we're in office and we realize how horrible things are, since we have all of the information now instead of some of the information, we're gonna need to increase VAT. So we're just gonna increase it to a smooth 12%. And everybody was really thinking, like, wow, these guys are really trying to slowly creep back up to that 15%, which I thought they was trying to do that too. And then they could just turn around and be like, yeah, bro, we're gonna switch it down to 10% for like a year, see how that works out, and then we can make and then we can decide like if that's sustainable, like after this year. And my thing is, right? And in order to do that, not only did they reduce it, they not only did they reduce it, they said to compensate on us reducing it, what we're going to do is we're going to make it so that everything has bought. Everything gets more expensive at 10%. And you want to know the biggest thing that is like, and one of the biggest things that really affected was, buying grocery. And also, it affected medicine, like medical services, because people, I mean, we already couldn't afford it before, but imagine in the midst of a health crisis, your solution is, yes, we reduce the tax, but we're also going to put it on medicine now too, so good luck with that. Like, huh? So that is just, I mean, there people smarter than me always talk about why don't we just have an income tax? And like I said, they're smarter than me. I have a tendency to, when it's things that I don't want to look into, and somebody who clearly seems more knowledgeable on it, like especially if they have a degree in it, for example, if they say, we could just do it easier by having like an income tax instead and get rid of VAT. Like if that was the case, I'd be there like, hey, that's cool. But then when I thought, now that I say that out loud, if we have an income tax, then that means I got to lose money to the tax and to the NIB contributions. So what the hell? But don't let any of this speculation cause you all to forget that the Bahamas is currently the third most expensive place to live in the world.
Yeah, and like I truly don't understand like why people argue with raising minimum wage and stuff like that. Because I'm like, y'all complaining saying, oh, it's gonna be bad for businesses and stuff like that. But if y'all were raising y'all wages incrementally over the years, then we would have been keeping up. Like, I don't understand, like it's common sense. You don't have to be a finance person to understand that if you raise it a little bit every year on par with what the cost of living is, or similar to the cost of living, then it's not going to be such a big jump if you wait almost 10 years to do it. Like, you really think over 10 years something is going to change? But anyway, yeah, dread. Tell you could go with your stories.
So right, I understand that since we're talking about funds in the state of the country, I saw the story. Well, there's two stories, but this first story gave me it made me laugh in a very like, I can't believe somebody could fix their mouth to say it. But so as you all know, as I previously mentioned, that VAT is now on everything, including breadbasket items. So the cost of groceries is now more expensive. All right. So one of the people who owns a food, who owns a few a chain of food stores. We will call, the one and only Mr. Rupert Roberts himself. He said that they are current that Super Value's warehouses currently are stocked with items that can last for several months. So that to me was a red flag because I was like, so if it can last for several months, you're trying to tell me that some of the things I buy from the food store is actually older than what I thought it was. So that's the first thing. And then the next thing he said, what he said was, yeah, but we're gonna run out of that. If we're gonna run out of that at some point. So, expect a rise in prices at the food store in 2023. And then the quote that really got me, the quote that tickled me so much was saying that he was saying that Nassau people have no reason to complain about inflation, said Roberts, noting that on Family Islands, residents face even higher prices. He continued to say, quote, this country hasn't really seen inflation, and we won't see the inflation for about 6 months. So, I mean, and the article does go on. It does go on, mind you. It says about how Super Value has been able to get a large supply of items that represent 80% of sales, but it obviously cannot buy certain items and hold them in stock for long. And it goes on to say about how, this all revolves around stuff like, this current blockage with the supply chain and the fact that things around the world are just getting more expensive. But that specific line about Nassau people don't have a right to complain about inflation because it's worse on the Family Islands, and the country hasn't really experienced inflation yet. I know. I just want your opinion. I just want you to share how you feel about hearing that.
I'm delusional. I'm sorry. I understand, but they're experiencing higher prices obviously because they have to get, like, if he had a Super Value in one of the islands or whatever, he would have to get his stuff from his supplier, let's say they're in the United States. It'd have to come to Nassau and then go there. So I understand the prices, right? But what do you mean we've not seen inflation? We literally see, I've literally seen it. Like, what do you mean? Gas prices went from $5 to over $7. They were projected to go to $8 over the summer, but somehow, some way, they dropped. I don't know if the government was subsidizing behind the scenes, just didn't say. I don't know because I find it quite strange that we were projected to hit eight. We were at seven, like 7:30, I think it was, and then all of a sudden we dropped. Like, so what do you mean? Grocery prices, even now, like the things that I see. Maybe 2 weeks ago, I went in the store and a pancake mix was for like four something, like the small one. And then I went back the week after that and it was for six something. And I'm just like, hello, who's gonna buy that? And it's like, it's ridiculous because it's to the point where it's like, it's cheaper sometimes to go and purchase fast food than it is to go in the store and buy grocery. Because one day I was in the store, I was like, I want something to eat. I don't know what I want to eat. And freaking bread was for something. Egg pie, something. So if I wanted to make an egg sandwich, that's a lot of dollars right there. I mean, like, more dollars than I had to spend at the time, and that's only an egg sandwich that I wanted at that time. I wanted a more elaborate meal, so I get frustrated and I walk straight out the store because it's just like that's absolutely ridiculous. And if you don't have the funds to buy in bulk or to drive around and buy from different places that may have cheaper prices, then you're gonna be stuck. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't know if you've ever been to like different stores in different areas, but stores in more rural areas have higher prices, which I find crazy because I went to a store in these, and this is also a part of the chain, but I went to a store in that's Nassau Street, Super Value Nassau Street. The same case of water that I buy in Super Value, the day before I bought this water in Super Value, Blue Hill Road for $7.99. When I went into Nassau Street, it was $11 for the same case of water. And I was just like, okay, I'm confused. Do they not come from the same warehouse? Do they not come from the same suppliers? I'm confused, like genuinely confused. And like I walked through the store and stuff that I used to buy and know the prices of. I was like, these stuff are actually a couple of cents more expensive. And I find that very sickening. But this man Ocha telling us that inflation ain't hit now. So yet the millionaire who owns several jeans, like, sir, what are you talking about? Like, what?
I mean, oh boy, I see, and it's such a complicated thing because you said that, oh well, in rural areas it's more expensive. I live out west. Yes, you can say whatever you want to say about me in the comments. Yes, I live out west. But yeah, so people were trying to explain to me, as a person who lives out west, that actually the prices out west are pretty high. So if you go to the exact same Super Value that you mentioned, the one on Nassau Street, you can find things for cheaper. And I was like, that has to be a lie, or that has to be fraudulent on some level, because it's no way. It's no way.
No, seriously, because my mother, my mother and my father actually sometimes they drive all the way out Cable Beach to go to City Market or all the way out. I think that's my whatever that top, that's the value is top of the hill because they feel like the prices are cheaper. And like I actually, people have been telling me it, but I've never actually seen it for myself because I never really, I only really shop at Little Generals because I read around the corner for me and Super Value Blue Hill Road. But like since I always buy this case of water, like I know how much it costs. So when I walk in and see it costs, how much that is? $2, 9, 10, 11, $3 more. I was so confused. And I was just like, you would think that it's gonna be the same price because it all comes from the same place. And I went back and saw it's like I think this happened last week or week before last I noticed this. I think it was. But it's not, and it's obvious that the price hasn't gone up because I've, like I said, I bought this water again because I buy it from the bar that I work at. And I bought it and it's deliberately that price. It's not like, oh, they ran out and they brought more in, it's more expensive. So now the prices go up straight across the board. No. So that's really sickening to me. And I need someone to explain to me why that's the case. Because I don't understand.
I mean, my friend, a friend told me that what I need to do is I need to stop eating fast food and go to the grocery store and buy things so that I will have food to cook for longer. And I wanted to ask her, I was like, do you genuinely believe at this point that it is cheaper to go and cook food than to just buy something from the food store? I mean, buy something from a fast food place. I mean, there are different types of fast food places. But you would be hard pressed. You would have to do a very good con You'd have to be a very good lawyer to convince me that, if I get a chicken go wrap from Wendy's, that and I get that twice a day, so that's like $11, including the change. So if I spend $11 a day over a 5 day period, so 55. So if I spend $55, you're trying to tell me that that would be less overall than going to the food store? Because, babe, I always just have to remind people, I'm a big guy. I like to eat food. Like, eating food, as you get bigger, eating food is kind of your thing. So I, it's already
Saying
talked.
like that.
I mean, hey, I'm sure there are bigger people than me who can attest to this, and there are some bigger people than me who have something going on with their body that they can't control. God, may God help you one day. But for me, speaking for myself, I know that I am a fat boy. I'm fat because I like to eat. So I'm trying to hide it, but I will say that if you give me a wrap with fries and a soda, I will be full for a longer period of time than if I was to like make some eggs because it's like what? It 12 is 12 eggs. It's 12 eggs in a cot. If I'm gonna make eggs for like one meal, that like eggs is one meal. So, and I'll use like two. So if I starve myself and use only two eggs, right? I'll be able to have eggs once a day for 6 days versus having my go-wrap fries and a drink for for 5 days. And then guess what happened when the eggs run out? I gotta go back and buy the eggs again. And the price of eggs is the price of a carton of eggs is comparable to the price of a go-wrap combo. So if all of this being as it is, I would literally be saving more buying the fast food than if I was to go and buy the eggs. And that's just eggs. That like nobody go, I mean, I don't know anybody who goes in the food store and be like, yes, I've come here specifically for eggs. But you know, when you go to the food store, you tend to buy more than just eggs, you know, water. Friggin', you buy water, you buy eggs, you could buy some rice, depending on how much you've been cooking. Now you gotta restock on your seasonings. You gotta buy a little bit of vegetables so that you could pretend that you're gonna eat healthy, and you know you ain't gonna eat too healthy, so the vegetable might even spoil by time as you get to but you time yeah by time you decide to eat it. So all these things to take into account. And your solution is, yeah, bro, just buy groceries. With what money? With what money? I don't have the money. Inflation, like the last time I cared to look at the inflation number in the US, that thing said 8.9%. Now, that's a lot of negativity that I refuse to continue to have into my life. So you trying to tell me inflation is at 8.9% in America, and it's not as bad. And over here, isn't that bad? Are you serious?
Delusional.
I ain't even delusional at that point. That's just raw. Like he said that. He said that raw. No care. Just like, wait, I don't even know. That's like saying, wait, Sinead, I don't even know why you complain. I don't even know why you complaining that you gotta go to the doctor. Like going to the doctor is not that expensive, Sinead. What are you saying to me? You would look at me like I was a fool. You'd be like, wait, do you know how much it costs for a prescription? Like you would look at me like Dudley. Are you playing games with me?
I'm
So that's the same
in
way.
the right mind.
Yeah, like
Like,
that's the same thing. I was like, wait, is this a joke? Is this just a bad fever dream that I'm having right now?
do y'all
Because
really buy grocery? Like, I'm confused.
yeah, because I was like, wait, it's no way you can tell me that it's cheaper to buy a grocery, bro. Like, yes, you might. And I understand that my argument is very contingent on the fact that you would buy the cheapest thing on the menu. And not everybody's going to buy the cheapest thing on the menu. But all that is to say that the menu of fast food places is comparable to the groceries that you have to buy. So maybe a few years ago, like a year ago, yes, it definitely would have been cheaper to go to the food store than to go to a fast food place and buy food that you're going to eat for an extended period of time. But that ain't the case no more. We don't live in the reality where that's the case. Going to the food store is now comparable to go to a fast food restaurant. Oh my gosh.
If you probably let me see. Okay, if I want to go in the store and buy spaghetti, when I went in the store the other day to get some, just to get, because I had some sauce at home, and mind you, the sauce already is $5, $6 straight off the bat. That's the sauce. That's if you buying. That's if you buying the sauce already in the can. Now, if you want to go make sauce, God be with you, but the spaghetti was like $3. I was like, I'm spaghetti used to be dollar something. I'm confused. So they told me something little thing on sale. I go and then I pick up the cheapest spaghetti. Like two something, but like $3 for a thing of spaghetti, and I only could feed like four people at once. For people who like eat, like feed them once, right?
It's truly, it is truly just insane.
Yeah, and not even the meat yet.
Like it's all just different versions of insanity. It's different versions of insanity. But as we continue to crow and whine and complain about the price of everything that exists ever, don't let this distract you from the fact that, so remember how you said the economy is doing better? So one of the
I say it
ways
was
that
doing better. I say
you're we're
the
getting
revenue
to a
going
point
up.
of doing good because revenue is going up. So
Their
remember,
revenue going
so
up. So
yeah,
they
so
say.
since you said that, it's ironic actually that since that the you know so I don't know it, how do you know what government bonds are?
I've heard them to say I am well versed on it. No.
Okay, so basically a bond, as a citizen, a bond is like you tell the government has a plan to build X. They act, and at a certain time of the month, they will ask citizens, hey, if you feel like it, could you contribute a little bit of dollars to help us get X? And you will get a return on your investment, and you will get a return on your money at a re on a regular basis. So that's how it works. That's how it works on the citizen level. And the government level is like they still have to get that money from somewhere else, which is normally by investments from other companies. So all of the government bonds that have been invested in the few recent years are all in the negatives.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Wow.
They're all in the negatives. So for example, so the article starts, the second paragraph says, the $825 million issuance the government placed in 2020, which is set to mature in 2032, is trading 47.81% less than it was a year ago. The $750 million bond placed in 2017, which will mature in 2028, is trading at 39.12% less than it was a year ago. The 155.28 million bond issued in 2014, which matures in 2024, is trading 22.88% less than it was a year ago, according to the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. So, the country, saying that we're doing that we're getting back there is kind of weird. It's kind of like on the one hand, yeah, cool. Tourism is back, and all of these great things are resulting because of tourism being back. And then you turn around, and it's just like, yeah, the government made investments, and all of those investments are currently in the negatives, and not just slight, and not just kind of in the negatives. They're in the negatives compared to last year, and not just slightly, like almost 50% for all of them compared to last year. So. Yeah, I just want to, I understand. So for some people, for those of you that don't know, when they use the word mature, it basically means that it's like a fixed deposit. I put a money in a fixed deposit account for X amount of years. I can't touch it really until that time has elapsed. So the government basically can't put more, like the 850 million that they put in that one bond, that's 850 $50 million. They can't increase that. They can't really touch that investment until 2032. So all of those numbers, all of those several hundreds of millions of dollars that are currently trading at less, they have no choice but to kind of stay that way until such time that, they mature. So then the government can get that money back. But if those things are trending negative, as in outsiders, like other countries or other companies aren't investing in the same idea that the government is selling, then when it matures, it's possible that rather than getting $850 million back, you get $750 million back, and so you lose $100 million. So that's kind of that's the then that's just the layman's terms. I might be mixing that up a little bit, but that's how I understand it. I'm sure there are finance people listening to this that are like cringing, that are wincing uncontrollably right now. I apologize to you all. But yeah, so that's a thing. So I just wanted to hear. So now that you know that, how do you feel about us getting back to, kind of okay?
That's laughable. Because
Mm-hmm.
it's like, on one hand, y'all saying we're making more money, but it's like, are we really? Because if we lose on one end, we making up in the same end. Doesn't it kind of like cancel
Oh, it does.
So I don't, I'm pretty sure every Caribbean person knows about the story of Emmett Till. Now, if you don't know, Emmett Till was a little boy. He was like, I don't remember how old he was, but basically, this is in the, was this in the early 1900s? Anyway,
Yes, I'm back. Yes, I do know the story about Emmett Till. He was wrongly set to death by a
a white
woman.
woman.
Yes, he was wrongly put to death in the times of
Racism.
before, yeah, during the, I don't know if that's technically the Jim Crow era, but it was when racism was much more obvious than before, and long before Dr. King said, "I have a dream."
Yeah, so basically, he was a young kid, and this woman, she said that he made sexual advances towards her, and he obviously didn't. And he was put to death as a kid. And I remember learning about the story in history class, and I was absolutely disgusted, and it just bothered me. So fast forward a couple of decades later, the woman who falsely accused him finally came out and said, yeah, so basically what I did while I was young, I put that kid to death, basically is what she said, because she's in a nursing home, I believe. What people tend to do when they're dying or when they're older, they tend to confess a lot of things. But she confessed that, it got out to the media, and she was being, this happened in Mississippi, and I don't know if you would know, if you guys know about sundown towns, and it has been claimed many times that Mississippi is a sundown town. Like they have cities or towns that are still considered sundown towns, meaning that black people can't be out after sunset. Now, a lot of people like to deny this, but black people have claimed that they have actually witnessed and been a part of this. So I'm just gonna put that out there. So yeah, that's what a sundown town is. So basically what they did, they said that they're not gonna indict her because she is an old lady or whatever, blah blah blah. She had to live with that for all these years, blah, blah, blah. But I beg to differ. Like, we need justice for Emmett Till. And I feel like we need to fight the good fight, because how is it that Bill Cosby, a black man, was accused and he was sent to jail until he was acquitted or whatever? But this white woman who was confessed, she has literally confessed to the crime. Like, I feel like she needs to be put to death. I'm sorry, like, she needs to be executed the same way how he was executed. She needs to pay penance for her crime. And I know, I don't believe in the, oh, she's already old and she's already, I think she's sick, actually. I think she has cancer. I don't care. She needs to pay her penance for what she's done. Okay? She needs to go in jail. Sorry, but that's just how I feel. But I don't know if you feel the same.
They relieve her of pain. That's not a nice thing to say. It's very funny. It's very funny that they are going to refuse to do that because they have a bill called the Emmett Till Bill. So just keep that in mind when as you keep the as you hear about this woman being allowed to not face the repercussions of as you continue to hear this white woman not face the repercussions of our actions. Just remember that there is a law in the United States named after Emmett Till, and they are saying, well, she's old, we can't do that. It's like he was a baby, he was a boy, and
Yeah.
you guys did that. So dry cry, even tears, even my
Honestly.
heart cry, but who cares?
Like, I'm sorry, like, if you're not gonna do the same exact, if you're not gonna honor libel like you did to Emmett Till for false accusations that nobody decided to actually investigate simply because of the color of his skin, it just goes to show that privilege still exists. Because Come on, now. We've seen the stories of brutality, and not even just by people of power, but just white people in general walk around a neighborhood and feeling like they could shoot someone because they feel as though they did something they weren't supposed to do. It's like it's a telling tale. And I know some people feel like it doesn't exist or that it's not a thing, but come on, like you literally see the differences in treatment of people who are from minority groups and white people in not even just the States, but in other parts of the world as well. So I feel like I'm sorry, but she needed to go to jail and she needed to stay there until she did, because that's literally murder. She literally signed his death sentence. And I can't imagine how his family feels, because they actually came out and made statements, I believe. And it's just like, I feel like this is a community thing, regardless of, like, if my child was wrongfully killed and the woman literally came out and said, hey, yeah, when, like, 30 years ago, well, it was more than 30 years, just 3 years ago, yeah, I sent him to die. Like, I wouldn't even know how to feel that and how to feel about that. And I feel as though the fact that this happened, that the indictment happened in Mississippi and they denied it, especially with the rumor saying that it's a sun, that places in Mississippi are sundown towns, it's telling of the culture that is still alive there today, that people tend to overlook or to just leave alone. And that's really terrible. And I feel as though we just need to move towards change. We live in the 21st century. Things like this should not be happening.
Yeah, that's the same sentiment that I got.
All right, so we had a really great conversation today, and we touched on a lot of different things regarding our economy, international news, even with the Emma Till story, and protecting our kids from drowning, to teaching them how to swim. So we covered a really big variety of stories today. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Candid, where we have real talks with real people. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Candid242 to get updates on shows and other things that may be going on with us. So yeah, keep it real, Bahamas.